I began simply because I said it at the 9 o'clock, and I said it at the 9 o'clock because of what the hymn was that led into the reading of the gospel, it was a short little thing that, just very short, but it repeated twice, and what it was saying was that we praise and worship you, God. That's really, I mean, that was the gist of that little short little hymn that was said. And so it struck me that, you know, what an appropriate little short little hymn, a praise song, because we come to church for a lot of reasons, but the number one reason why we gather here is to praise and worship God. Number one, first and foremost. So I'm just going to say that to you all because I had said it to them. Today in the gospel reading, we have a little clash going on around the word Sabbath and what happened on that particular Sabbath. So I want to talk about Sabbath a little bit. And the first time that Sabbath shows up for us in scriptures, shows up for us in the tradition of the Hebrew people, as recorded, goes back to the Exodus story. And so the Israelites are following God out, right? God is leading them out to safety from slavery, from bondage, from suffering, and bringing them out onto this new journey with God. And along the way, they were hungry, and they were a little whiny, and as we can get, and God provided them with food. God provided them with manna. And so their normal was they gather what they can have right then, right? Because then it's gonna sour, it's gonna turn bad. But and so they were doing this, but then God said, you know what, on the sixth day, I want you to gather twice as much. And I want you to prepare it, cook it, get it all ready. And then on the seventh day, on the Sabbath day, you are to rest. Now, I'm thinking God probably needed a Sabbath day because, you know, it goes all the way back with him resting when he created all that is good, right? When he created everything. And on that final day, he rested. And so now he's been making them food every day. He's just finally like, I need a Sabbath just for himself, right? And so here we get this Sabbath. And in the Exodus story, in chapter 16, it says that it is to be a day of solemn rest, a holy Sabbath to the Lord. And then it goes on and talks about cooking your food and doing all this stuff. And then it says, each of you, this is what you're supposed to do on the Sabbath. Stay where you are. Do not leave your place on the seventh day. So he described the Sabbath to them during the Exodus period. And to stay where you are, do not leave your place. Then we get it to pop up again. Only 11 chapters later, where God is listing the Ten Commandments. Now, the Ten Commandments show up in two different places, both in Exodus and in Deuteronomy, and the order's a little bit different, and the words are a little bit different. But in that place where Sabbath shows back up, it's either listed as the third commandment or fourth, depending on translation and where you're reading it. Which list you're reading. So third or fourth commandment is to remember the Sabbath day and keep it holy. Remember the Sabbath day and keep it holy. Remember, so in 11 chapters, they needed some reminding. Already, of course, you know, this 11 chapters could have been decades, right? But they needed reminding, and when God gives them these commandments, it is remember. What are you remembering? You're remembering that I led you out of slavery. I led you out of suffering, and I fed you. I gave you what you needed. And I ask you to take one day to rest. Because you need to rest. And during this time of rest, you are reflecting upon our relationship. And it is good. And there is a sense of gratitude that we rest in on the Sabbath day. This was the third or fourth commandment. It's that important that we're to remember that gratitude, to remember a time of rest, to stop and to stay where you are, to not leave your place, to be reminded about your relationship with God. Because in those first few commandments, there's two sections. The whole first section is all about our relationship with God. It's all directed to God, us and God. The remainder of the Ten Commandments has to do with our relationship with each other. Love God, love your neighbor. It's kind of funny how that works. And so, two different sections. Remember the Sabbath. It's important. I mean, thou shalt not kill is number 5 or 6, depending on the list. To stop and to remember the importance of this day even comes before thou shalt not kill. So, God had created the little transition in there. First, it is the Sabbath. This box that God presents to us is rest. Don't go anywhere. Okay? Not a whole lot of commandments there. Rest. Don't go anywhere. Okay? Then it moved into to remember to keep it holy. And so the box is there. Then right after that, remember and keep it holy. Again, these stories were told around campfires over years and years and years and years, and finally they got written down at some point, right? It went from the box is big, rest, take a break, make it a sacred day, sacred relationship, to if you work on this day, you will be put to death. That's what happens. So you can tell humanity's hands were in this, right? To go from a box that's big and loving and just take a deep breath because we need it to just a few chapters later, or you're going to die. All the way to today's gospel, which was all Jesus did was speak to a woman and touch her. And that was work. You just broke the Sabbath. Look how far humanity took that all the way. You can't even speak. Not to mention, did they stay put? They were at the synagogue. They weren't at home. Clearly, they had already broken the original, go all the way back to staying put and resting in that piece. But you see how our box is in our lives. God made it big. We kept making it smaller. All the way to where in today's gospel, God said, had enough. Because what does Jesus do? Really, it's what did God do? God redefined the Sabbath again. He might have said, I created this. You guys had your hand in it. It's time to make it big again. Because what God did was say, this woman's life is more important than some rule about not working on the Sabbath. God did it through Jesus. Okay? We like to create boxes. God likes to blow them up. We try to keep God in the box, doesn't work. Sometimes we hide in the box ourselves because we use boxes for a lot of things. Okay? We hide in boxes to protect ourselves. We stick other people in boxes we think we're protecting ourselves. Sometimes we actually do put people in boxes to protect them. I mean, that's a fact. Sometimes we also, our boxes, sometimes they have bars on them, right? Sometimes we use boxes to punish people. And so we use boxes for all kinds of things. But today, in the gospel, I know that the leader of the synagogue is kind of wishing that there had been a lot more instruction on what working on the Sabbath probably meant. But today, we have God saying, that's enough. Jesus did sum up those commandments, right, with 2. Love the Lord your God with all your heart, mind, soul, strength, everything you have. And then the second was like unto it. Love your neighbor as Jesus loves us, unconditionally. And so Jesus had already made that box big again, okay, for us in our lives. Yet we still want to make God smaller and smaller and smaller. When I think about this woman, the image that Jesus, or that Luke actually paints for us in this, is her image is this, right? She's hunched over. She can't look up. She can't straighten up. Not only did God's command for her to be released, to be freed from this, not only was it through the voice of God through Jesus, but it was also a healing back for her into society. She wouldn't be that way if she wasn't a sinner. She would have been outcast because clearly she did something wrong, right? She's not worthy to straighten up. But God says, no, she's worthy. And I'm going to restore that worthiness and restore that health, not only physically, not only emotionally and mentally, but in society too. Part of what we're called to do is to get out of our little boxes. Stop putting God in there and stop hiding in there. We do both of those things. We're to then be able to engage the world as Jesus did to help people be healed in a way that they can straighten up, that they can have honor and worth in this world again. God changed the rules and is calling us to keep that box growing, not shrinking. Amen.